We're going to start soon. I just got to get my act together. Yes, Hashem, we're going to start soon. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's today learn, today, Parashas Korach. I want to spend some time now learning about the Ketores. Okay, does anyone here say the Ketores every single day?
Twice.
Twice a day? You say twice a day? On from Klaf?
Once a day.
You say on Klaf?
Once on Klaf.
Twice on
the
because if I ain't
cocaine,
I say it also.
Okay, so there is a, I have over here in front of me a kuntres called Kuntres HaKetores. I'm waiting a whole year to study, and get a chance to call the Elman edition. I don't know what this is. It's for some tzedakah fundraiser. A project of Zichron Yaakov Eliel Fon of Beis Midrash of, I can't even pronounce this, Ranchley?
Oh.
How do you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Ranchley
in Baltimore.
Okay, so this is a very nice piece of work. Okay, Rabbi Issa, please. They put it out in Baltimore, I guess. They put it out as a fundraiser. The name of the person is Zvi Neyman, not Neumann.
Neyman.
Zvi Neyman?
He has a shul in Ranchley.
Zvi, his name is Zvi? Doesn't Abba Zvi Neyman. Whoever it is. Okay, so this is it's a little kuntres. It has a lot of information. Unfortunately, I didn't get through it, but I started. We might continue tomorrow. We'll see. But let's talk about some of the issues about Ketores. This week, Ketores is front and center. What do I mean? Over here, Hashem says, Karabaisa, please. I can't talk. This week, we learned about Korach leading a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, if you want to challenge me, okay, why don't you bring your people? Okay, you want to challenge me? So be it. Get all your people, assemble them. But each person who you think is better than Aaron and me and Klal Yisrael, let them all bring their fire pan. Unesatem aleihem ketores. And they shall put on the fire pan ketores. Vigravtem lifnei Hashem ish machtosoi chamishim umosai machtois. 250 machtois. Viato viaroin ish machtosoi yu korach. And Aaron, he'll be on the other side. And we'll see which one Hashem will accept. Vayikhu ish machtasoi vayidnu aleihem ish vayosimu aleihem kitores. First they put the fire, then they put the kitores. Vayamdu pesach ol moed umoshev yaroin. Interesting that it says over here that what did they do? What did they do? They first put the ish, and then on the ish they put the kitores. That's in fact how the Kohen Gadol goes, but he does lefnai v'lefnim. Vayakel aleihem korach es kol ha'ido. Kol ha'eda el pesach al moed vayeroch vod Hashem el kol ha'eda. Okay, then what happened? What happened was they were swallowed alive. Hashem did not accept the eish yotza me'eish Hashem. What happened? Let's hear what it says. A fire came out, and instead of Hashem accepting their ketores, instead they were swallowed alive. All right. So the test was through ketores. Very interesting that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested, the way Hashem tested Korach and his assembly versus Aaron is ketores. Let me read the psukim carefully. Vayichu ish machtosoi vayidnu aleihem ish vayosimu aleihem ketores. So it says here that they did bring ketores. Okay, it says here in the pasuk very clearly that indeed they did bring ketores. They brought shovels with coals and they poured onto the coals the ketores, and it produced ketores. It did produce ketores. So you had 252 fire pans that were producing ketores. There were 250 men plus one Korach, and on the other side was Aaron. Vayikhu, we read the pesukim, vayikhu ish machtosoi, vayitnu, and they put upon their fire pan aleihem ish, And then, Vayosimu Alehem Ketores. On top of the coals, the Esha, the coals, they poured Ketores. Vayamdu, they stood, Pesach Oel Moed, Umoshe V'Aaron. And Moshe and Aaron stood on the side. Vayakel Alehem Korach Es Kol Ho'ida, El Pesach Oel Moed, Vayeroch Vod Hashem El Kol Ho'ida. And then the earth opened up, swallowed this assembly alive. V'chol Yisrael asher svivo sehem nosu l'koylam, they ran for their lives. Ki amru, they said, pentiv lo'enu haaretz, we're also going to be swallowed alive. V'eish yotza me'es Hashem v'atechal es hachamishim u'mosayim ish makrivei haketores. And a fire came forth and consumed Korach, and his children were swallowed. The 250 men who were offered Ketores died through a fire that came forth from Hashem. Okay, then to make things even more complicated, Emor, next words, Emor el Elazar ben Aaron Akoin, the Yareim es Amachtes miben Hasreifa, the Esoesh, Zerehola, Ki Kodeshu. He says to that they shall collect, they shall remove the shovels. And Eis Machte Sachatoim Ho'ela B'Nafshei Sam V'Yasu Oisam Rikuei Fachim Tzipui La Mizbeach Ki Yikrivum Lefnei Hashem V'Yigdoshu V'Yiyu Lois Lefnei Yisrael. The fire pans of Ketores that were used for this test shall now be incorporated into the structure of the Mizbeach. So I'm assuming over here that they were copper. They were copper fire pans. And they're now going to be a zikoroin on the Mizbeach. L'zikoroin sheyoymu eilu hoyu mi'oysan shenechleku ala kohuna v'nishifu. All right, it goes on. There's a lot more over here. And then when I even that, with his more guitars. Because after this, they complained again. And then what happened? There was a magefa. There was a magefa, and Hashem said, save the people. Moshe told this to Aaron, go and do this. Aaron listened, and the magefa came to an end. And we know in the Medrash, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that when there is a magefa, the technique to end the magefa is by big maktir ketores? When Moshe went to Shemayim to receive the Torah, so the Malachi HaShoreis gave Moshe gifts. What could you give Moshe Rabbeinu as a gift for Matan Torah? A gift certificate in Eichler's? What are you going to give Moshe Rabbeinu? You give him a new tie? What are you going to give Moshe Rabbeinu? Secrets. And one of the gifts that was given was to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that in every Chas V'Shalom there is a Magefa in Klal Yisrael, you should say, offer the Ketores. In fact, during COVID's not over. Rachmana Litzlan, many people have passed away. So the Rabbanim were saying, Chazal tell us that when there is a magefa, you should be medaktik on the ketores. You should say the ketores every single day with kavana. You should learn the ketores. I actually heard Rabbi Haber go in the car for a long time and get to hear some shiurim. Rabbi Haber said something very, very fascinating. He says that he had a friend, a balabas, who said that he has a lot of issues in life, and he wants a segula. Give me a segula to end my problems. So Rabbi Yaakov Haber, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, very chashverav, he said, I don't have any tricks up my sleeve. I don't have any tricks. I don't know, this is not a business over here of a yisemli segula. I don't got any tricks. You do what it says to do in Chazal. It says Chazal, you know, just do the basics. So why don't you daven, do you start, do you come early to daven? Why don't you say the Akedah every day? Just say the Akedah. So this fellow Balabas says, the Akedah, it's lip service for me. I don't even know what the words mean. I don't know anything. Come on, that's going to help me. So, okay, I'll tell you. So why don't you, the segula for you is to spend time learning the Akedah. Learn Rashi, Chumash Rashi, the Akedah. I can't do this. So Rabbi Haber said, I'll tell you what, I also don't know the Akedah. I also don't know very much about the Akedah. So you know what, I also can use a segula. So you know, why don't every single day we'll learn a little bit? We'll spend every day b'chavrusa. We'll spend a couple of minutes every day b'chavrusa. We'll learn together the Akedah. We'll learn. We'll learn Chumash Rashi. We'll learn it. I don't know very much about the Akedah. What do I know about the Akedah? Read the Psukim. I know some of the Akedah. Or anything. We'll learn on the phone. We'll learn the Akedah. So he says, we learned the Akedah. Rabbi Haber says, learn the Akedah for 8 months. 8 months. Every single day, Kamat. We learned Becharusa. And after 8 months, I had enough already. Enough of the Akedah. But my friend did not have enough. And he kept on going. And he says, right here he says, I think my chover, I'm not exaggerating, is the biggest expert in the world today on the Akedah. He knows every single thing about the Akedah you can possibly know. In every single parsha, he can tell you how the parsha relates to the Akedah. He knows every Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachya, every esoteric mefarish you've ever heard about the Akedah, he knows it cold. He knows the cult. And Baruch Hashem, all of his problems went away. I'll prove it to you. Because when he came to me, one of his problems was he had no parnasa. Is today, you know, this event, he sponsored it. Goes to prove it worked. It worked for him. So, you know, the Ketores is something, you want a skula? Saying the guitarist, I don't know, lip service is going to do the job. But one thing is for sure, if you spend time learning about the guitarist, there is an enormous amount of material on the guitarist that is extremely mystical. It is extremely broad, and almost everything at the end of the day comes back to the guitarist. On Yom HaKippurim, you go lefnai v'lefnim the kohen gadol, the highlight. The climax of the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim, and he brings the Ketores. And there's such a danger that he'll do it wrong. He may go and do the Ketores before he goes lefnai v'lefnim. You have to be makdir the Ketores after you enter into Kodesh HaKadoshim. You have to put the Ketores on the coals. And Chazal say it was the hardest Avodah in the Mikdash. The hardest thing to do. In the Avodah space HaMikdash is to do the Ketores. You only have two hands. You only have two hands. In one hand you have a shovel that weighs a ton and has burning hot coals. And the other hand you have a bowl of Ketores, which is exactly the amount of two overflowing fistfuls. So if you need two fistfuls to hold the Ketores, and you have to put the Ketores into a shovel that's full of hot burning coals, and you have to do this when it's in your hand, and you only have two hands, how are you going to be a magician to go and empty the bowl of Ketores that you're holding in one hand into two hands while you're holding the shovel in the other hand with burning hot coals, and you're going to pour it on top into the shovel? It's impossible. Hashem wants you to do the impossible. That Hashem require you, Hashem, hanig b'haminig derech eretz. So the Gemara says all different type of tricks. You put it under your elbow, you hold it in your teeth, you do this, you do that. It takes a lot of practice. For the Olympics, they practice for years. They can go out of practice for who knows how long in order to master. And yeah, every single kernel, every single mashu of Ketores is critical. It was an extremely difficult feat to do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it had been in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there was a chashad that a Kohen Gadol may have been a tzedoki, and the tzedokim would bring the Ketores not in, they would begin to bring the Ketores outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichol, and then enter in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And being that no one is allowed to be present in the Heichol when the Ketores is offered, no one will ever know. How can we trust a Kohen Gadol that he's not a closet tzedoki? Okay, that alone is already a whole world of commentary. When Moshe went to Shemayim and he received the Torah, the Malachi HaShoris wanted to devour Moshe Rabbeinu. And when finally they acquiesced and they let him receive the Torah, then they had a change of heart. They gave him gifts. And what was the ultimate gift that they gave him? They told him the secret. That in case Chas V'Sholem and Klal Yisrael, there's a Magefa, the secret is, bring Ketores, and the Magefa will come to an end. The Malchamavis himself told them this. They gave him the secret. Once in a very elaborate write-up on this Medrash, all of these are very, very fascinating Medrash, how they wanted to devour him, and then finally when he got it, he became his best friend, and they gave him gifts, and this was the gift. What is that all about? And you know, so there's over here in the story over here, when those who wanted to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu present them? They should bring Ketores. And then when they were losers and they died, what happened? The pans that they used to makriv the Ketores was incorporated into what? Into the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Wait a minute, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes is not the Mizbeach where you bring Ketores. You don't bring Ketores on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, you bring Ketores on the Mizbeach HaZov. So these are all very, very big mysteries, so there's an enormous amount of material. So let's just discuss a few simple things over here. First of all, I want to point out over here is the Tzedokim. The Tzedokim, they had this Mishagas, that you have to be makter the Ketores, ki be'anon eiro'ela ala kapores. In Yom Kippurim, the makdir of the Ketores outside the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then they enter into the Kodesh HaKodashim with the Ketores already coming for going up. Why?
With the cloud already,
they interpret the pasuk that you outside the Kodesh HaKodashim, you take the Ketores, you pour it on the coals, and now you have in your hand a fire pan that is producing Ketores, and with that you now enter into the Kodesh HaKodashim. This would be the worst thing in the world to do. And so they had take the Kohen Gadol and they can take a Shavua, B'Shem Hashem, on Yom Kippur, to make sure that you're not a tzedoki and you're not going to dare do this, but instead you're going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the fire pan and the Ketores, and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim you're going to take the Ketores and pour it on the fire pan. What's going on over here? What's the great sensation? The great sensation of the tzedoki going and making the fire outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the fire. What's the Mishagas? This is what the Tzedeki wants to go do. Lahaches, when no one is watching, no one's going to be there to see what he's doing, and we're so concerned. There's a Tzedoki. We have to make a Shavua. We take him down and make a Shavua. And it says that the Kohanim, and they cried when they adjured the Kohen Gadol, because they have a Kohen Gadol who they really believed was a tzaddik yisoid olam, would never chas v'shalom deviate, and yet they had no choice to suspect that his whole training, he was a mole from day one. Can you imagine? You have a person. Can you imagine? You have a president that is raised from the crib to be a spy and to become the president and to go into the Oval Office and press all the buttons and destroy the world. You train as a mole from the very beginning. It's a mamish bizarre. It's bizarre. They have a Kohen Gadol, a tzaddik yisoid olam, and they're so concerned he may be a mole, he may be a spy, and he's going to destroy the world by going and being makdir the Ketores before he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haloi davar, this needs a hesber. What the hesber is, I have no idea, but I want to suggest a very small idea, and that is, it goes back to Korach. It goes back to Korach. Rebelled, was frustrated. Why only Aaron? Everyone, kol ha'am kulam kidoshim uvesoichem Hashem umadu atis nasual kahal Hashem. And Hashem said, "Fine, you want to test? You know what? All of you guys, go bring Ketores." And here it says in the pasuk, the test is look what the test is. The test is they all shall show up. It shall show up. Ukichu ish machtosoi, unisatem aleihem Ketores. They shall bring Ketores. Vikraftem lefnei Hashem ish machtosoi. Okay, this was the instructions, and the pasuk goes on to say, vayikhu ish machtosoi, vayitnu aleihem ish, Vayasimu aleihem kitores, and here is the key words. Vayamdu, they stood at the Pesach Oel Moed. They stood at the entrance. When were the assembly of Karchan, their rebellion, did they light up? Did they light up the Ketores? Not inside, outside.
Right.
Outside, not inside.
There's no room for 250.
Well, that's not.
Okay.
It was a public demonstration.
It was a public demonstration, but Vayamdu, they stood Pesach, Oel Moed Umoshe. This is a Jewish, I'm telling you now. They lost. They stood there outside, holding in their hands Ketores. With a fire pan, coals, they poured the Ketores on it, and smoke went straight up. Outside the Pesach Ohel Moed, I assume that means in the Chotzer, in front of the Heichel. The Ohel Moed L'chor is the Heichel. Outside, not in front of the Kodesh, but outside. And they stood right there, 250 men, which is a lot of people inside the Chotzer. And what happened? Eish min ha-shamayim came down and they died. They died. What did they want to do? What exactly did these 250 people want to do? They said, why is Aaron the only one that gets to go into the Oel Moed? Why is it only Aaron? Only Aaron gets to go into the Oel Moed to light the menorah, to be Makdir Ketores, to go into the Kodesh on Yom HaKippurim, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kolom Kulom Kidoshim. We also want to go. On Yom Kippur, every year, this is something you can relate to. People always have complaints about leadership. Always. Look what goes on in this world. When the moment a new leader is appointed, immediately there's already, okay, how can we get rid of him? How can we get rid of him? The moment the election is over, you're already planning, okay, how are we going to get rid of it? Even before the election is over, even when the polls say it's likely this one's going to win, okay, we have to have plans to get rid of him. It shouldn't happen again. That's human nature. You have a leader, Aaron is the leader, there is frustration. Korach, why only Aaron? I also want to be. Now do I want to be? I got a whole bunch of friends. We're just as qualified. We're just as holy. What's our purpose in this world? We also want. They do L'shem Shemayim. We also want to be Mashpin. And that's the way it is. Why is it like that? I don't know. Hashem made a world where very limited people are put in position of leadership. This rebellion of Korach is nothing. It didn't end. It didn't end with them being swallowed up in the earth. It goes on forever. Every single year, Kodesh on Yom HaKippurim, that is the time of the year of Jewish leadership, where one person represents the whole Klal Yisrael, goes lifnai v'lifnim, to achieve kapara for Klal Yisrael. And there's a feeling, a lot of people are frustrated. Why him? I also, gamani, let's change to a system of communism. Okay, we could have everyone, or racism, democracy, whatever you want to go say, whatever, however you want to go look at it. You want to shake up the system to give more opportunity to other people, whatever it is. So here, look what happens. It's exactly that. Every year there's a chashash that the Kohen Gadol is going to continue where Korach left off. Korach stood there with his 250 people by the Pesach Oel Moed, holding a fire pan with Ketores, going to Shemayim. And what were they saying? We're by the Pesach Oel Moed, and we also want to go inside and do the Avodah, just like Aaron. Why only Aaron? Kolam! We also want to go with our fire pan, with whatever, and go inside. Every year, the Kohen Gadol with Choshed is a tzedoki. What do we mean a tzedoki? He's just following in the ways of the first troublemaker. All of the troublemakers, they come from one person. They come from Korach. Challenge the establishment. So we're going to continue where they left off. Moshe did some hocus pocus and had all the 250 people die. No, we're going to stand outside the door. Okay, it's not the door of the Ol Moed. It's outside the door of the Kodesh HaKodashim with our fire pan and with our Ketores. We're going to reenact the Maisa Korach. The Tzedoki is just really reenacting the Maisa Korach. He's standing with the fire pan by the Pesach of the Kodesh HaKodashim, all lit up, and I'm going to go inside and do the Avod. I'm not going to die because Moshe pulled some games or whatever happened. You're going to just continue where Korach left off and have that satisfaction of rebelling against the established way, the established leadership. That is why it was so critical for the Kohanim to adjure the Kohen Gadol, don't change the system. Don't be a tzedoki, a person who's not really a Kohen Gadol, who's a phony, and is really trying to destroy, to basically go in the ways of Korach, and to challenge the authority, to challenge the establishment, to don't attempt to continue where Korach left off. Okay, this is a Jewish, because otherwise you still have to explain this. I remember years ago I heard from my Gershon Ribner. Our Gershon Ribner probably today is in the category of the biggest darshanim in the Chachim. Person has the most original creative ideas in Machshava in the world. Okay, so this is a Machshava, a Jewish, to try to explain what over here, what was the Maisa Tzedoikim, connecting it to exactly what happened over here in the story of Korach. Okay, I'll give you another idea. There's a Medrash that says, now, because there's a lot of stuff on this, let's talk about this, I want to focus on one idea. In the Akdama to this Kuntres, he writes that, he cites a Medrash, and that says that Ketores is unique. All of the different forms of Avodah are here to atone for a certain type of Aveira. You bring Karban Chatos, we know Karban Chatos, Machaper for a Chet, for which there would ordinarily be Misa Spezdin, if it was done the maize and with Hasra. And then there is a chait without Hasra, Kores. So Karban Chatos atones for some very serious Averis. And then there are, like, bring a Karban Osham, also is Machaper for certain types of Averis. A carbon oil, Chazal tell us, carbon oil is mechaper for a bittul mitzvahs asay. Okay, and the Medrash goes to all the korbanos. I don't know the details as of here. And then it comes to the ketores, and it says, ketores is not an atonement for anything. It does not bring atonement for any avera whatsoever. Ketores is nothing other than an offering to bring to this world, this is what it says, joy, simcha. It doesn't say nach, it says over here, it's simcha. It uses the word simcha. That's what it says. It uses the word simcha. It's not a coincidence that Parshas, can you write, that bothered me as well. It bothers me, it doesn't say somewhere that it's mechaber for a lashon hara that's done b'chashai. It doesn't make any noise. The ketores doesn't make any noise, so it's mechaber for things that are said secretly. Correct? That's another medrash. How to reconcile that medrash with this one, I do not know. This is Tanchuma in Tarshas Tetzaveh, Tesvav. Tanchuma in Tetzaveh, all the korbanos over here, unfortunately, only says it in English. Doesn't say the Hebrew, but it says about the korban Shlomim, and it talks about the carbon oila is mechaber for machshava, a hero avera. A shlom is mechaber for bittul mitzvah saseh. A chatos, obviously, for averos of achiv misa, osham, other averos, and ketores is not for a chet and ovain, chet, ovain, and pesha. There's three things. It's not for chet, ovain, and pesha. it comes for simcha. Okay, in a chanami, you have to reconcile this medrash tanchum with other medrashim, which seem to indicate that the keteris is mechaber for avodah zara. Okay, it says simcha. It's not according to parashas that parashas Korach always falls out in chodesh Tammuz. Why do I say that? Because we learn about Rosh Chodesh. In the Nuscha of Rosh Chodesh, there are 12 words. It's a very, very interesting idea. There are 12 different brachas that we are mispalel in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. 12 words. What are the 12 words? Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu. Chadesh aleinu es ha-chodesh hazeh le-toivah v'livracha. L'sasayinu l'simcha. Lishua ulunechama, lefarnas, lechalkala, lechaim, lechalim, lemechilas chait, lechlichas ovain, and then in Ibiyah we say lechaparas pasha. So I don't remember where I saw this, and that's safe. The Mikori Hatfila, he cites, maybe it's a Rokeach, where he shows how each one of these words corresponds to a very specific month, starting with Chodesh Nisan. The first month is Toiva. Why is Chodesh Nisan Toiv? I don't remember why. Ubracha, Bracha is Chodesh Iyar. Sivan is Sosayim. Sos Onoichi Al Imra Secha Kimoitzei Sholol Rav. That's an easy one. Okay, why is that easy? Because Sivan is when we receive the Torah are the words of Hashem. Sos, rejoicing, and then comes something very, very fascinating. He says that Chodesh Tammuz corresponds to Simcha. How could Chodesh Tammuz correspond to Simcha? Chodesh Tammuz is the beginning of the Bein HaMetzarim, the Chur Beis HaMikdash, the Tzoyim HaRevi, then the Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, and the Tzoyim HaAsiri, okay, of the 10th month. But why? Why would it be called Simcha? It's a Tzoyim. It says in the Pasuk that the Dalet Tzoymos will be transformed into Sosoin and Simcha. So since this is the first of the Dalet Tzoymos, and the Dalet Tzoymos will be transformed into days of joy, as the Navi himself says, Zechariah says, they'll be transformed into days of Sosoin or Simcha, I think Simcha v'Sosoin, Simcha, we already said Sosoin, so Chodesh Tammuz, in the Nusach HaTfilah that we say our entire lives, each word over here refers to one of the months. The next one is Yeshua, salvation, because the Churban brought terrible tzoros. We need Yeshua from the Churban. Ulenechama, the Zayin de Nechemta, are primarily full out in Chodesh Elul. Lefarnasa, easy, that's Rosh Hashanah. Yimisal for Farnasa. Ulechalkala, Cheshvan. Cheshvan is a very dangerous time of the year. Sustenance, because it's the produce is growing. You have to live off the old stuff. Ulechalkala, Lechayim. Lechayim is Chodesh Kislev. Why is Kislev Chayim? I don't know. Ulechalim Shvat. Shvat is Shalom. Lemechilas Chet is what I leave out, where I said Teves, Teves and Shvat Teves is Shalom, L'mechilas Chet is Shvat, U'l'slichas Ovoin is Ador. Okay, you have to go through I think it's from the Rokeach, but he says that Chodesh Tammuz is the Chodesh that corresponds to what we are mispalim, which Chodesh of Simcha. And the Medrash Tanhuma says that the Ketores is not a sacrifice that atones for sin, but instead it is something which brings joy. It's not a coincidence that the place in the Torah where the Ketores plays the most prominent role is Parshas Korach. It was the tool that was used to squash the rebellion of Korach. When there was the Magefa, it was used by Moshe Rabbeinu to save Klal Yisrael. The fire pans that were used by Korach were now permanently used to be part of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. In fact, some of the Farshim learned that in the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, it was plated on the surface, as the Mashma in Sefer Yechezkel, that on the top of the Mizbeach, of the Mizbeach HaDama, of the Beis HaMikdash, there was also nechoshes on the very, very top, on the surface, a zecher for the machtois of Korach. Okay, there's a whole topic of discussion about that these machtois. What happened when they? What happened in the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni? Was there copper? What happened to the machtois? Was there also copper? Some say yes. Zecher. So over here, this parsha, parshas Korach, the Tanchuma says Keteres brings Simcha, and Chodesh Tammuz is the month of Simcha. It is not a coincidence. I want to give you another example to this point. Another example, like this. On Sukkot, we have a minog. Minog Nevi'im is to circle the bima with the Dalid Minim. Take the Lulav Nesheri, after you do the Dalid Minim, then you go around. Minog Nevi'im is we do Hoshanas. Hoshana, and you walk around the bima with the Hoshan, with the Lulav Nesheri and the Aravos, v'chulu, we do Hoshan. Why? Zeichel Migdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, what do they do every single day? They took Aravos and they stood it up against the Mizbeach, and they walked around the Mizbeach. They only used Aravos. They didn't use a Lulav HaNeshek. When we do Hoshanas, we're focusing on the Arava that is in the Eged. We're not going to take out the Aravos from the Dalad Minim because it's going to ruin the Dalad Minim. It's going to get ruined. The leaves are going to fall off. So we walk around the Bima with all of the Dalad Minim, but we're really focusing upon the Aravos that are part of the Eged. And we walk around. Why do you walk around the Bima? Why not walk around your table? Everyone should go Hakafas. Everyone should bring their wife and to shul and say, listen, by the wedding, you walked around me. Now it's time for me to walk around you. You don't do that. What do you walk around? You walk around the Bima. Why the Bima? So what's the answer? The Bima is a dogma for the Mizbeach. When we do Hoshanis in the Beis HaKnesses on Sukkot and we walk around the Bima, we are basically reconfiguring the shul. The Bima now is going to be the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Just like in the Beis HaMidosh, we walked around the Bima, we walked around the Mizbeach with the Hoshanis. We put the Hoshanis against the Mizbeach, we walked around and we said Hoshanis. That is what we're going to do in shul. The shul is the Mikdash Me'at. And if we have to now make believe that there's something in this Beis HaKnesses that is the Mizbeach Adama, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, it's going to be the Bima. Now let me ask you a question. On a regular Shabbos, is the Bima the Mizbeach? No. On a regular Shabbos, what is the Bima? The Bima, maybe you'll say it's Har Sinai. The Bima is Har Sinai. On a regular Shabbos, the Bima is not a Mizbeach. The Bima is Har Sinai. The Baal Kriya is... The Baal Kriya is who? Is Moshe Rabbeinu. Different Mahalach do this. Moshe Rabbeinu. The one that gets the Aliyah is Klal Yisrael. And the Gabai is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem was the Gabai. Hashem spoke. Hashem gave over the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Yidaber. The Baal Kriya is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gabai is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Oyel El Torah is Klal Yisrael.
That could be also why Hashanah Rabbah cannot be on Shabbos, because the Bima has to be one or the other. It can't be both.
Well, you lane every day. You lane every day. Every day there's Kriya Shel Torah. Oh, so I'm saying, so on a regular Shabbos, but you do a I hear you saying. So you do a Shabbos, so let's understand. On a regular day of the week, on a regular whole year, when you look at the Bima, what are you looking at? No one looks at the Bima as being the Mizbeach. Well, you can say that the Menorah, the Ner Tamin is the Menorah. You have the Neirois in front of by the Omud. That's the Menorah. And the Ner Tamin is the Ner Maravi. You don't look at it like that. A shul is a shul. A shul is a mikdash ma'at. There's no shulchan. Well, you have a shulchan. You have a shulchan here in the shul. The cereal is the shulchan. I don't think anyone's going to say that the cornflakes is bedugma, the lechem upon him. Not likely. And the coffee is the bazichen. Okay, it's not likely people are going to go so far to say that those two containers, there's the caffeinated and the decaffeinated. It's keneged the shnei bazichen levoina. Like it looks like Levoina, right? It looks like no one's going to say that. There's no shulchan. There's no lechem upon him here. There's no menorah. We have an aron. Oh, okay, we have an Aron. That we do have. We have an Aron. You want to say the Ner Talmud is an Emar Ravi? Okay. Is there a Menorah? It's not a Menorah. The Neros Bima, there's a Mizbeach. If there's a Mizbeach, where's the Mizbeach HaNechoshes? Where's the Chazov? L'chara, you don't say that. You don't say that. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. We have an Aron V'zehu. An Aron V'zehu. And if a Pareches connected the Pareches, Adkan. And Ner Maravi Adkan. Don't get carried away. What's the Bima? In time of Chazal, there was no Bima, by the way. In time of Chazal, there was no such thing as a Bima. In time of Chazal, they had a Teva, where they held the Aron Kodesh, and it was either in the Shul, not in the Shul, and the Teva turned into the Bima. They carried the Sefer Torah was Munach in a Teva, and they brought it to the center of the Beis HaKnesses. They took out the Sefer Torah, and they turned the Teva into the Shulchan. They used it as a shtender. They would lay on top of the Aron HaKodesh. And when they finished laying, they put the Sefer Torah back in the box, and they took it away.
In the town square, there was a bima where they had the certain layings or certain things that
they did. No, it was the Teva. They took the Teva out, and they leaned on top of the Teva. The Teva was where they stored the Aron.
They called it the bima, where they would go out on the
Yom Kippur
or whatever.
No, okay, I know. All right, well, are you right? Time, whatever it is.
How was the Sefer Torah, like Ashkenazi?
So today, we have a different standard. Every shul has what we call a bima. Ya'ola l'bima. There's a bima. What is the bima? The most you're going to say is the bima is a dogma of Har Sinai. This is Har Sinai. Don't mess with Har Sinai. This is Har Sinai. Because when you lane, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's Moshe, and there's Klal Yisrael. That is as a Chazal. So if there's a Moshe, and there's a Klal Yisrael, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's the Torah there, then that bima becomes Har Sinai. What about on Sukkot? So after you lane, or before you lane, depending on your Ashkenaz or Sfarad, we do a switcheroo, and the bima becomes the mizbeach. That's what happens. That you can't deny. The bima turns into a dogma of the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, now it comes Simchas Torah. What do you do on Simchas Torah?
You move it away.
No, you don't. You go around it. You're supposed to go around the bima. That's what it says in the old books. Simchas Torah is a new modern. It's a modern Yom Tov, a new invention. And what is the minig? The minig is you go around the bima during the. It's an extension of Hashanah. Hakafos, there's no doubt about it. Hakafos is a hemshach of the Hashanah. The Hashanah, you went around the bima because the bima is the mizbeach. So instead of going around the Mizbeach with the Dalid Minim, with the Aravos, you go around the Mizbeach with the Torah. That's what you're doing. You're going around the Mizbeach. The Hoshanis is instead of the Dalid Minim, you're going around the same Makoim with the Torah. The Mizbeach.
Why'd you say you're going around Har Sinai with the Torah?
No, we didn't go around Har Sinai. Nowhere does it say that Klal Yisrael went around Har Sinai 7 times. They went around Yericho 7 times, doesn't say anywhere, not in any Medrash, that Klal Yisrael, they went around the mountain 7, Hamid HaKofis, around the mountain 7 times. So no such thing. Our Shanis, we know in the Beis HaMikdash, they walked around the Mizbeach. Simchas Torah, you walk around. Why in the world are you walking around? Are you walking around the Mizbeach with a Sefer Torah 7 times? You don't do this. My high. So the answer is, I want to say a chiddush, I believe this is emes. I don't believe too much that I say it's emes, but I believe there's a kernel, but there's a kernel, this is also a sheker, but there's a little bit of emes, a little more emes than I'm saying now, is that on Simchas Torah, you walk around the Mizbeach as a hemshach of walking around the Mizbeach, but you're walking around the Mizbeach HaZohav. The Bima is Har Sinai. It's only on Sukkot that the Bima transforms into the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. That's clear. That's no question about it. Now comes Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is go around the Mizbeach Nochamol, not with the Dalad Minim, but with the Sefer Torah. Why would you want to go around the Mizbeach with the Sefer Torah? You're right, it's a different Mizbeach this time. We're going around the Mizbeach, but we're going around the Mizbeach HaZohav. Why? 2 reasons. Number one, it's Simchas Torah. And the Tanhuma says that the Mizbeach HaZohav, upon where you bring Kitoires, is not an atonement for a chait of Misa, Chorus, Asay, Hearer. It's Simcha. And if today is a day of Simcha Satoira, you go around the Makor of Simcha. And why is the Shaychis of the Ketoris the Simcha Satoira? Because it says in the Torah, and this he develops over here, which I can't even memorize all the different things, is where do you put the Mizbeach? How does the Torah describe the position of the Mizbeach HaZohav upon which he makriv the Ketoris? It's Lifnei the Oroin. It's right in front of the Oroin. The Shulchan and the Menorah are off to the sides. Sigh, get out of the way. Sigh. The Darb and the Tzofain. What is smack in the center? Both centers. It's in the center, not like some of the pictures where they put the door. The Mizbeach is in the center of the Heichel, right in front of the Oroin HaKodesh, the Poroiches of the Oroin HaKodesh, and that's how it says it in the Torah. The Torah describes the position of the Ketores in front of the Torah to allude to the Simchas HaTorah. So there's two Mizbechos. There's the Mizbech HaNechoshesh. On Sukkot, 7 days, you go around the Mizbech HaNechoshesh. Simchas Torah, we're going to go around the Mizbech. It's just a different Mizbech. The Mizbech HaZohav that is positioned in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in front of the Oron, the Luchos, the Torah, and being that the purpose of the Ketores is to bring Simcha, is to acknowledge that Sisu v'Simchu v'Simchas HaTorah ki hi lanu oiz v'oira. Now to elaborate upon that even further, this idea, and this I'm telling you, Taka, is wrong. But you show me why it's wrong. You prove to me why it's wrong. But it's definitely an idea that's worth noting to show that it's wrong. We mentioned 2 days ago in Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, we spoke about Tzion. Tzion, everyone here is a Zionist. We're in a young Israel, after all. You have to have some pride in your Zionism. And Tzion, we always find about Tzion, something very interesting about Tzion. It's always associated with something new. Or Chodosh al Tzion Toyer. You know, Yerushalayim, you get a sense, this is a very big question. What's the difference between Tzion and Yerushalayim? Ki mitzion teitze soira udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. They always go together. Always. There's always Tzion and Yerushalayim. Can someone define the precise difference between the two? There are probably at least 10 different explanations, 10 different mahalchim to try to define the chilik between. One will tell you it's the physical element, the guf, and tzion represents the neshama. Some will tell you that tzion is the larger area, tzion is base David, it's a smaller center of Yerushalayim. But there's another element which people don't speak about, and that is Yerushalayim generally is associated with the old. The old, what was? Who built it? Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, Avraham Bahar Hashem Yeroeh, the old. Tzion represents Hischachus. Or Chodosh al Tzion Toir. Rosh Chodesh, Mizbeach Chodosh B'Tzion Tochen. When you mention Tzion, it's got to be new and fresh. We want a new Mizbeach in Tzion. Okay, a new Mizbeach. There's only one other part of our liturgy where you mention the Mizbeach. Only one other place. Only twice does the Mizbeach appear in the ganze Nusach HaTfilah. You show me somewhere in the whole Nusach HaTfilah where you mention the Mizbeach. Show me. Only two places I found. Rosh Chodesh, Mizbeach Chodosh, B'tzion, and where else? In the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. In the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, we talk about the Mizbeach. So why don't we pray for a new Mizbeach? We're praying for the old Mizbeach. What does it say in the Nusach of the Bracha Mi'ein Shalosh? We first begin to talk about the new Uvinei Yerushalayim afterwards. We first pray Hashem Shavrachmanis for Rachim Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha v'al Yerushalayim Irecha v'al Tzion Mishkan Kivodecha v'al Mizbechecha v'al Hecholecha. Wait a minute, why don't we talk about the new Mizbech? Uvinei Yerushalayim Yerakadish Behev Yemein v'al Yilusach v'samchein v'yin v'nuchim v'yav nisvam v'tuva. When we talk about a rebuilding, we should talk about rebuilding a new Mizbech in Tzion. Well, we don't. We talk about have rachmanis for your Mizbeach. It sounds like the old Mizbeach. So I want to suggest to you, and I believe it's totally wrong, I'll prove to you why it's wrong, is that when we pray for the Mizbeach in the Bracha Me'in Shalosh, it is the Mizbeach HaZohav. What are you praying for? Ask the average guy. When you go home today, and you're going to pass 100 people on the street, stop them and ask them, when they said Allah Mechya, and you pray for V'al Tzion Mishkan Yedach V'al Mizbechecha, which Mizbech? The Mizbech HaZohav or the new Mizbech? So what is the Hecholecha? What's the Hecholecha? Is it the old or the new?
Where is it?
I don't know. The next words begin, Uvinei Yerushalayim, rebuild Jerusalem. Can we suggest that when we pray for the Mizbeach, we're praying for the old Mizbeach? What do you mean the old? But Mizbeach Chodosh B'tzion Tochin.
Remember what we had.
There are two prayers. One prayer says Rachim Noah, a Mizbeach Chodosh. And here, can we suggest that we're talking about the Mizbeach Hazov? Because we're talking here about Peiros. And Peiros, is there an element of Simcha? Are you dealing with Peiros? Are we dealing over here with an element of Simcha? Are we dealing with Torah? Al Eretz Chemda Torah Chav, is there an element? You can be mafalpel with this and try to prove here that we're dealing here with the Mizbeach. You got to play with this. Now, the only reason why I believe it's totally wrong to say such a thing. That to say such a thing on this, it'll be very nice to say, try to say, but there's one mamish kasha you can't ignore. And that is, many of the mefarshim explain that the bracha me'ein shalosh that deals with the shiva saminim is directly connected to the mitzvah of bikurim. And the mitzvah of the bikurim, it says you're supposed to take the basket v'hinachta lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha. And everyone agrees, never heard such a thing. This is totally, totally, everyone agrees, the Mizbeach that it says in the Torah that you put the Bikurim in front of, when you recite the Vidui, is the Mizbeach Hanchoshes, the Mizbeach Hachitzoin. And if the whole Bracha Me'in Shalosh is Kineged, the Bikurim, so when you make mention of the Mizbeach, it has to be that we're discussing the Mizbeach Hachitzoin, not the Mizbeach Hazov.
He can't be. He can't go anywhere.
Right. Yeah. We can go anywhere. What?
Azar, the guy bringing the Bikurim.
Right, he cannot go inside, exactly. Right. So it's impossible. It's impossible, exactly. Who says he has to put it there? Maybe it's unheard of. There's no one that's going to, they'll shoot you down before you even start. It's the Mizbeach Achitzon. You get a Fadrei. I tried to look anywhere to find a Makar. No such Makar. So the Mizbeach by the Parsha Bikurim is the Mizbeach Achitzon. So you can't say that. But how come he doesn't refer to the new? Or in any event, we take away this, is that the Mizbeach is the Ketores is Simcha, and the Simcha is right in front and center of the Kodesh HaKodoshim of the Torah. Sisu v'simchu b'simcha satara. I'll prove this to you. Look, the last site to bring out this point is by the Neiros. B'haloyscha es ha-Neiros. El mul p'nei, Rabbi Noam, it's the last line. El b'haloyscha b'el mul p'nei ha-Neiros, y'el mul p'nei ha-Neiros, el mul p'nei ha-Neiros, y'el mul p'nei ha-Neiros. What do we learn? What does it mean there? So Rashi says, is that the seven branches, the six should face the center. The Rashbam says, if the six branches are facing the center, it should say, Sheshes HaNeiros. El Mul Pnei Yiru, Sheshes HaNeiros. So because of this kasha, the Rashbam disagrees with Rashi. Rashbam says, when it says El Mul Pnei Menor, you know what the menorah was? The menorah was a flashlight on the shulchan. You have on the psukim, we're going to do it like this. You have the shulchan on the right side, and then you have on the left side, what are they? I don't know what they call. They call the spotlights. They call whatever, like on a jewelry case. You have the shulchan and the shivas haneros el mul to the opposite side. The shulchan is on the right, and on the left is the menorah, and the menorah are bent, casting light on the shulchan. The same way the menorah is casting light from left to right, the ketores is spreading its wings front. The same way this going from left to right, the ketores is in the center going forward to what? To the luchos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what is the ketores? The ketores brings a nachas ruach, simcha, as the Medrash says. It's to show that the Torah is the source of joy. Sisu v'simchu b'simchas haTorah. If the menorahs are spreading its light on the menorah, on the shulchan, the ketores is spreading its light forward on the aron to bring out the joy and the status nachas ruach that is found in the Torah.
And I'm going to come to the Baruch Hashem, and I'm going to tell Mr. Shemema, and I'm going to say,